I went into a laundromat to do my laundry. All right, place downtown, little laundromat. And I'm sure you've seen him. The guy had, there by the folding table where you fold your laundry, he had currencies from all over our planet represented there. And the one that got my attention was this particular one, because I saw this symbol. You see that symbol there? Now, of course, I knew that that came from a different character set. I knew that. Of course I knew that. I'm a reasonable human being. But what struck me as funny is it looked like the $0 bill.
I've used the $0 bill as a symbol of internet software economics for several years now. And even while much of the early free madness has left the dot-com space in a tulip bulb stock market frenzy, the reality of free and open software is still having a profound impact on everything software touches, which these days is just about everything.
I thought that was so funny. Now, why would any rational entity on our planet go to the bother of printing up something like that? It's not even worth the piece of paper that it's printed on. Then it dawned on me. I went back to the hotel, dragged an evangelist back to the laundromat, had to see the thing. It dawned on me. It's not that it has zero value. No. That could have infinite value. Because that's good for the things that money can't buy. What's the most valuable piece of software to hit our planet in the last 10 years? Huh? If I were to ask you that, what one piece of software has literally changed everything? What would that be?
The browser.
Bingo. You get an alien doll. The browser. Yeah. Congratulations. How much does a browser cost? Free. Yeah, $0 bill. For good competitive reasons, right? For good competitive reasons, it's free. Why is that so? Why is it true with software? Why do we give away this very valuable stuff? Why is that? Because we can. Because it doesn't cost anything to make that second copy. Once you get that first bunch of bits and you have a network in which the arbitrary cost of a transaction approach is zero, it is essentially free to create the next thing. Huh? Hence Napster and all those worries. It's free. For good competitive reasons, we give it away. I mean, it's not like, you know, we just love people, so we give away the browser. No. Why? Why was that done? Because for competitive reasons. Because of unit cost, because of software. And the unit cost model for a piece of software, how much it costs to create that next one and then distribute it if you have the internet? How much does that cost? Arguably, it approaches zero. So the cost of the thing is zero. We must, therefore, give it away. Or our models break down. We must, therefore, give it away in order to build business.